The World This Week. Business.
In a shock move, Disney ousted Bob Chapek as chief executive after just 33 months in the job and brought back Bob Iger, the previous CEO, to replace him. Senior executives lost confidence in Mr. Chapek's leadership, which came to a head when the latest quarterly earnings revealed rising losses at Disney Plus, the company's premium streaming service. Mr. Chapek also earned the ire of the creators of Disney's content when he restructured the business around a policy of streaming first, taking creative control out of their hands. Mr. Iger led Disney for 15 years during a period of growth when it took over Pixar, Lucasfilm, and Marvel Studios. FTX owes more than $3 billion to its largest creditors, according to a list compiled for a court hearing on the crypto exchange's bankruptcy. However, a lawyer for FTX's new management team said that a large chunk of its assets are either missing or stolen. He described the firm as the personal fiefdom of Sam Bankman-Fried, one of the founders, and that it was run by inexperienced and unsophisticated individuals. Elon Musk indefinitely postponed the relaunch of Twitter's blue tick verification scheme. Mr. Musk introduced the charge for the service shortly after taking over the company, which has led to a large number of accounts impersonating celebrities and businesses, such as a fake Pepsi account, which tweeted that Coca-Cola is the better drink. Meanwhile, hundreds more workers were reported to have left Twitter after Mr. Musk imposed a deadline to sign up to long hours at high intensity. Mr. Musk also faces problems at Tesla. The electric car maker issued yet another recall, this time of 321,000 vehicles over a software glitch in their taillights. It is the 19th recall so far this year. Tesla's stock has fallen by almost 55% since December, wiping some $90 billion from Mr. Musk's fortune. He is still worth $180 billion. HP announced big job cuts, joining other tech companies that are reducing costs in a worsening post-pandemic environment. The computer and printer maker is slashing 10% of its workforce amid a slump in demand for PCs. Its chief executive said it would be prudent to assume that business will not pick up next year. Dell, meanwhile, recorded a big drop in sales of PCs to consumers and companies.